Denethor was right about more than you may think. Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Denethor is often remembered as the mad steward of Gondor, a proud, bitter old man who gave in to despair, mistreated his son, and nearly burned him alive while his city stood on the edge of destruction, and also for not being very good at eating tomatoes. That is all true, especially the bit about tomatoes, but the tragedy of Denethor is that he was also, in many ways, one of the most capable and insightful men in Middle-earth, which is perhaps his tragedy. He fell because he saw and understood so much more than most others, not despite it. Denethor II, son of Ecthelion II, was the 26th ruling steward of Gondor, and by the time of the Lord of the Rings, he was governing a realm under immense pressure. Gondor was still mighty by the standards of men, but it was a kingdom in long decline. Its borders had contracted significantly from the height of its power earlier in the Third Age, and its population was also much reduced. Osgiliath had fallen into ruin, Ithilien was reduced to being disputed lands, and Mordor once again was gathering strength. By the time of the Lord of the Rings, Denethor had ruled for 35 years, and Gondor had endured through them and built their defences. Tolkien makes it clear that Denethor was, well, this is what it says in the appendices. Denethor II was a proud man, tall, valiant, and more kingly than any man that had appeared in Gondor for many lives of men. And he was wise also, and far-sighted, and learned in lore. When Pippin sees him for the first time, he thinks that, in the proud bones of his face, he resembled Aragorn more than any other whom Pippin had seen in Gondor. Gandalf goes even further, telling Pippin that Denethor is not as other men of this age, because the Numenorean blood in his veins runs so strong. We're basically told to understand that, with the probable exception of Aragorn, Denethor was more powerful, wise, and far-sighted than any other human alive at the time. So, what was he right about? Well, firstly and most importantly, he was right about the sheer scale of the danger facing Gondor. He saw that Sauron's strength was rising while Gondor's was falling, and he faced up to that hard reality. Gondor was in imminent existential danger. Some rulers and people in Middle-earth, like Thranduil, for example, turned their faces from the danger and feasted. Others, like the hobbits, lived in tranquil ignorance. Denethor faced it. That obviously doesn't make him great in and of itself, but it is a mark in his favour. Another is that he seems to instinctively understand that the only way to properly combat Sauron's overwhelming strength is through magical power in some way, hence him wanting to have the ring at Minas Tirith, to use it if needs be. He would marshal his normal forces as best he could, and to be fair, before we get to his last days, he seems to do a reasonable job here. Sauron was surprised at the strength of Gondor's defences when he first sent his army against Osgiliath, but Denethor never seems to have thought that simple, normal warfare would save the land. And yes, him believing that he could control the One Ring was not wise or right, but his willpower was formidable. He withstood Sauron's attempts to control him or bind him in any way through the Palantiri, something even Saruman partly failed at. Denethor thought that he was powerful enough to use the Palantir that had been gathering dust in Minas Tirith, and he was right. And perhaps a bit more uncomfortably, he was also right, from a purely political standpoint, in distrusting Gandalf and Aragorn. From Denethor's point of view, Gandalf was not simply a kindly old counsellor. Gandalf moves among rulers, he advises kings, he influences great events, he arrives in time of crisis and encourages courses of action that do not always align with the immediate desires of those in power. And Aragorn, meanwhile, is not just a helpful captain, he is the heir of Isildur, the man whose coming means the end of the steward's rule, at least that's what Aragorn will have thought. When Aragorn was younger and exploring the world, he came to Gondor in disguise as Thorongil. Denethor seems to have seen through his disguise. Denethor's opposition to the idea of Aragorn coming and claiming the throne is understandable not just from a human perspective of not wanting to give up power, but technically he is right that Gondor had already rejected the claims of Isildur's line. That was because Isildur technically gave up rulership over Gondor when inheriting from his father Elendil, and technically never claimed the title of High King over Gondor. It's a technicality, but he is right, legally, if not morally. We may be able to say that Aragorn would have been a better ruler of Gondor in those last days than Denethor, but Denethor saw only a jumped-up pretender from a line that had long had its claim rejected. And although we can categorically state that Denethor was wrong in his treatment of Faramir, he wasn't wrong to value Boromir so highly. Boromir was brave, charismatic, martial, beloved by the people, and suited, at least outwardly, to a kingdom at war. He was the sort of man a threatened realm understands immediately, a symbol of strength. But if Denethor was so right about so much, how did he fall so dramatically? Well, let's return to that Palantir, because the Seeing Stone is essential to understanding him properly. Too often, Denethor is treated as though he simply went mad, but Tolkien gives us something much more interesting and much more tragic. Denethor uses the Palantir of Minas Tirith, and unlike Saruman, he is not easily dominated. He has real strength of will. Tolkien makes that clear. After Denethor's death, Gandalf says, "Though the stewards deemed that it was a secret kept only by themselves, long ago I guessed that here in the White Tower, one at least of the seven Seeing Stones was preserved. In the days of his wisdom, Denethor would not presume to use it to challenge Sauron, knowing the limits of his own strength, but his wisdom failed, and I fear that as the peril of his realm grew, he looked into the stone and was deceived. Far too often, I guess, since Boromir departed. He was too great to be subdued to the will of the Dark Power. He saw nonetheless only those things which that power permitted him to see. The knowledge which he obtained was doubtless often of service to him, yet the vision of the great might of Mordor that was shown to him fed the despair of his heart until it overthrew his mind." In other words, Denethor was not overpowered because he was feeble. He was vulnerable because he was strong enough to use the stone. Sauron didn't need to dominate him. He just needed to selectively show him the scale of what Gondor was up against. Sometimes, facing up to reality, especially just fragments of reality arranged to suit a narrative, can be crushingly dispiriting. And Denethor bore that burden on his own. As we established earlier, he was a man apart in Gondor. No one else could use that Palantir or understand as deeply as him the implications of what he saw. Which brings us to the heart of this issue, because at the centre of Denethor's downfall is pride. Pride built on his own strengths, his belief in his own capacity to judge what Gondor needs without others' counsel. When Gandalf chides him for not asking for his advice, he says this: "Pride would be folly that disdained help and counsel at need, but you deal out such gifts according to your own designs. Yet the Lord of Gondor is not to be made the tool of other men's purposes, however worthy. And to him there is no purpose higher in the world as it now stands than the good of Gondor, and the rule of Gondor, my lord, is mine and no other man's, unless the king should come again." Denethor claims the title of a steward, but his thinking here is as an owner and ruler, one uniquely positioned to know what is best for Gondor. A steward is meant to guard something for a time, in trust, until another day comes, but Denethor can no longer imagine Gondor apart from himself. If he cannot preserve it on his own terms, then he can hardly imagine preserving it at all. This is how the appendices to The Lord of the Rings present Denethor's fall. In this way, Denethor gained his great knowledge of things that passed in his realm, and far beyond his borders, at which men marvelled. But he bought the knowledge dearly, being aged before his time by his contest with the will of Sauron. Thus, pride increased in Denethor, together with despair, until he saw in all the deeds of that time only a single combat between the Lord of the White Tower and the Lord of the Barad-dûr, and mistrusted all others who resisted Sauron, unless they served himself alone. One wonders whether his antipathy towards Faramir, which had a great many causes, I did a video on it if you're interested, contains an element of seeing himself there and a different way of being. We're told that Faramir was very like a young Denethor in his insightfulness and power, being very Numenorean. And yet Faramir let Frodo pass with the ring into Mordor, something Denethor thought was folly. In any event, in the end, Denethor had become a microcosm of the fall of the Numenorean kings that he resembled so much. In the early days of Numenor, they had abdicated before frailty took over, with no pride in their title. But later, they fell to darker practices. Gandalf admonishes Denethor as he is preparing his own funeral pyre. "Authority is not given to you, steward of Gondor, to order the hour of your death. And only the heathen kings under the dominion of the Dark Power did thus, slaying themselves in pride and despair, murdering their kin to ease their own death." Whatever Denethor once understood, by this point he had fallen into the ancient corruption of pride turning to despair. He would rather end the line than endure helplessness, rather take Faramir with him than leave the future open to others. One of the reasons Denethor is such a great character is that he is not simply set against Sauron like so many others, he is also set against Gandalf. We are invited to compare them because both possess those qualities we looked at earlier, farsightedness, understanding and mental strength. Where they differ is in humility. Gandalf believes that wisdom includes humility before what one cannot control. He believes in resistance without possession and hope without certainty. Denethor, by contrast, believes in rule through strength, foresight and personal will. He wants to know enough and control enough in order to hold the darkness back. We've read enough Tolkien now to understand that a desire for control and power is rarely a good thing. And it shows when you don't have control. When the ring had passed beyond the control of both Gandalf and Denethor with Frodo into Mordor, Gandalf retains hope, whereas Denethor sinks into despair. And that, ultimately, is why Gandalf endures and Denethor falls. So, was Denethor right? Yes, about a lot more than he is usually given credit for. He was right that Gondor stood in mortal peril. He was right that the strength of Mordor was overwhelming. He was right to face up to that challenge and not pretend it didn't exist. He was right that Aragorn and Gandalf both wanted to end the reign of the stewards, and more. But being right was not enough. In fact, it drove him to despair, because it made him realise that he didn't have control anymore, despite his many gifts and talents. And fundamentally, he didn't have hope. Denethor, with a little bit of hope, would have been an impressive addition to the Free People's strength. Denethor being right about a lot of things, but without hope, led to tragedy. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support the channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.